All right, where's my wine? Is this mine?
Mm-hmm. Cheers.
Cheers.
Salute. Happy 1 year anniversary.
Happy 1 year anniversary. So glad to be here.
How are we doing this?
Are we out?
I was gonna say, we're not doing this correctly, however. So, all right, I just gotta set the scene for a second.
Are we at?
Oh, yeah, we're on.
Set it.
Don't make me spit the wine in the mask.
Set it.
Are you leading this? Is he leading
it? He's gonna burp. What's he said?
It's kind of a cool afternoon in Madison, Wisconsin, and three of us are sitting around a table, and we're just sort of looking at each other.
Yeah.
We're wondering what's gonna come next, but we're thinking the same thing, and what we're thinking is, let's do this.
That was making me a little bit uncomfortable.
It was making me uncomfortable. It started as like an idea that I didn't think all the way through.
Was this a wedding speech?
Usually the guy gets a note out of his pocket, but
I've never given a wedding toast.
Really?
They're intense.
I haven't either.
I've never given one. I've never been anybody's best man. It's actually, I'm bringing it up because it kind of hurts my feelings.
Yeah,
it's like a life checklist.
I'm worried about your eyelid. You have a mask string.
I'm trying to figure out how to drink wine.
I got tea. Doing okay. So maybe Otis?
Oh, for my wedding speech.
Yeah,
maybe. All right.
Otis is going to get the speech, the dad speech.
Yeah, the dad speech. Right. Don't get drunk.
Maybe. No.
I've seen some like drunk wedding speeches from like father-in-laws. Don't do that.
No. Keep it cute. Keep it short. See, the thing with drunkenness, though, is that you lose your sense of time. And then there's, like, a point in which it was funny, and then you're way past that, and everyone's like, get him out of here.
I think I'm that witness to that situation where I'm, like, half laughing, like, this is great.
Yeah.
And half really like, oh, shit.
You know, my son calls that secondhand embarrassment.
Mm.
I get that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Secondhand embarrassment.
Yes.
Like when you watch a movie.
Yep.
Or something. Yeah, so does he.
Like if
I'm... But I'm so happy for him that he has a word to describe it.
Yeah, that's solid. I've never heard it framed like that.
Maybe it's the kids are saying that.
If I'm watching someone give a speech or give like a talk, like I'm at a lecture or something in grad school and it like starts going badly... I feel like I'm the one doing badly. Like, I'm getting the sweats.
Yeah.
I'm, like, so nervous for this person who's, like, flubbing
it
so
bad.
Is that
just,
like,
profound empathy?
I don't know. But it's, like, I can't for some, like, even when I'm watching Top Chef. Like, I'm watching Top Chef.
Okay. We gotta talk about this.
And someone is, like, up there on the, you know, just presenting, like, hey, I did this thing wrong today. But it's just, like, clear they're, like, messing up. Like, everything is going wrong.
It's just a really human response.
I'm so stressed out.
Your blood pressure.
Oh, my God. I pace, like...
Oh, Craig.
Liz is, like, you gotta just, like, chill out, man. This is, like, a reality TV show about cooking.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, it really stresses me out.
You're an active participant.
I get just invested.
But the other half of like sitting back and laughing is kind of just not, it's not like shitty. It's just like, this is a moment, you guys.
Yeah.
Are we laughing? Are we having a good time? That person's having a good time. No?
Get the popcorn cruncher.
You're going back to the wedding speech. But what if the person doing it isn't laughing? Like, what if that person's like super tense?
I guess I was only thinking about it in this, like, in the maybe just what I've experienced, which is that the person was having a really good time.
Okay, so
okay,
there.
Okay.
That's what I. Yeah. I wouldn't. No, no, no. I wouldn't sit there and laugh and look around and be like, "This is fucking great. Look at this person just fucking shitting.
Vomit.
Just squirming up there.
That's not what I would do.
Just freaking squirming up there.
I really appreciate. Okay, we gotta have a formal intro.
Yeah.
We are sitting down with our podcast doula, Craig. Thank you so much for being here. But this is the irony. Craig, you just spent 20 minutes setting up these really phallic microphones. We're so grateful you brought all your really dope equipment. But now you're munching on popcorn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I want people to hear this.
Yeah. He's the sound.
I want,
he's the
he
sound
wants
guru.
The popcorn sound in there.
Yeah.
This is the ASMR portion.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
What Craig hears is... I love when Craig texts us and he's like, "What's in the background, ladies? What? Where were you?"
Oh yeah,
same spot as always, Craig. Just a different day.
I've given up on that. That ship has sailed for me a long time ago. It's like, hey, where are you guys recording? You're just like, oh, I don't know. We're just like at the airport. Isn't that cool? Like, we're just at this, like, oh, we just, like, went out to, like, this appliance store and turned on all the refrigerators.
Seriously,
like, is that a bad idea? Or, like, should we have not done that?
Craig was really, he was like, wow, the buzzing. Where were you? Oh, that's just Margaret's refrigerator.
You know, you gotta work with what you got.
In here, the other thing about
the
microphone.
We like the
kitchen. We do want kitchen people. We're kitchen people.
I mean, the thing about in here that I'm just gonna say is that I spent 20 minutes, I set up all these microphones. It's a situation I've never used before. None of us have headphones on.
No.
I'm not monitoring it in any way. From what I can hear, it sounds like we're recording in a cave, which is amazing.
Uh-huh.
Ton of echo.
Great.
But you know what? That's not the point. That's not the point of let's do this.
It's not. We really want.
It's not. It's homegrown. Homegrown. Let's go.
Yeah, totally.
We're in the ranch basement with our turtlenecks.
We both have turtlenecks.
Wait, I can't see your turtleneck. You have a turtleneck under your hoodie?
Craig, how do you not have a turtleneck on today?
No, I should have. Here, I'll button the top button of my shirt.
Good. So, Andrea, though, I know you really wanted the outline, but that just wasn't alive for us. But Andrea did reflect that she was like, I want to hear from Craig how this experience has been to work with us.
Mm-hmm.
Craig, give us the year in review.
But I also want to just for like record's sake, I just also want to acknowledge the fact that you and I have known each other in some pretty intimate ways.
For sure.
Would you like to share how?
Right. Okay. So Margaret and I know each other because Margaret's our doula.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, was that through Will and Isa?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Because that was the farm I was talking about that we just went to.
Oh my gosh.
So,
great farm.
All right. How far back do you want me to go? Because there is actually a little bit of a crazy story that connects me to Will, which connects like you to me. I can just tell it super quick.
Sure.
So
when
Liz and I first moved here, we had like no friends. Liz's parents came to visit and we went on a tour of Taliesin. We were doing like the Frank Lloyd Wright thing.
Nice.
We're in the Midwest, right? We're like going to get on this bus tour and like walk around Taliesin for like 3 hours or whatever.
Yeah.
It's a super long tour.
Yeah.
It's like entirely like old people.
Yeah. I was just going to say really nerdy. Good.
Totally. Like nerdy old architecture enthusiasts. And then me and Liz, and then this like one other younger couple.
Oh, cool.
And like, we would have never done this, but like Liz's dad just sometimes can be like super like gregarious dad.
Yeah.
And so like, we're just in the gift shop.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. We're in the gift shop after this tour and he just like beelines it over to these two and he goes, "Hey, what's up? You guys seem young and cool. Like, this is my daughter Liz and her husband.
Nice.
They're new in town.
Nice.
Like, you guys should be friends."
Nice.
All right.
Nice.
Way to make the connection.
Nice.
So that was Will and Isa, who like basically connected us to every friend in Madison.
Yeah, they're
like,
cool.
They're the hub.
They were the hub for a little bit. They moved out to Mineral Point. We miss them. But like, we joined their volleyball team.
Pretty area. Mm-hmm. Wow.
It was beautiful. They live on a farm. Mm-hmm. We joined their volleyball team.
Ooh.
And then that connected us to a bunch of people. We were playing down at the Wisco. And then through them, when we started doing our doula research, they were like, we loved our doula. That was Margaret.
I wasn't their doula. I interviewed with them and did their placenta. Really bonded over that placenta.
Cool. Yeah, so, I mean, whatever it was, totally. They were like, call Margaret.
Cool.
So that's how it all came
Shout
about.
Shout out. Thanks,
and
guys.
That's how the, like...
That's really special.
That's how the reverse podcast doula became formulated, because Margaret was my birth doula.
How was that
first.
For you?
Amazing.
Okay.
I mean, that situation was crazy.
I don't really send out reviews. That's not my jam.
No.
That's like a thing people do, but...
I mean, I think that the job... I mean, the thing that I feel like... It reminds me of... I don't even know what other job is like it, actually. No other task is like it.
Real estate agent?
Yeah, no, because that's not, like,
not
real
quite.
Enough.
No,
like,
yeah, it's not like blood and gore.
Right.
There is nothing. I don't think there's much.
Yeah, but it's just, like, you have to know, I think, enough about Liz and I to, like, know when to be in there, when to back off, when to suggest a new thing, when to let a thing ride out. I mean, that comes a lot from your experience doing it, but I just also think you have to be, like, a sensitive and, like, really alert person. Super in tune.
Gosh.
And Liz and I just feel like you got it. Like, you were there.
Oh, yeah.
You were there when we needed, like, something to happen, and you were, like, out of the way when we needed to go through, like, some intense birth moment. Like, it was perfect.
I got you.
Yeah.
But I do need to give you a true confession.
Please do.
I don't really remember that much.
That's fine.
Baby, Otis's birth.
I do. But this is maybe a good thing. That it wasn't like traumatizing. It was everybody was healthy and safe. Liz was a powerhouse. I remember that. She didn't freak out. I would have remembered her freaking out.
Yeah.
You didn't freak out. I would have remembered you freaking out.
Yeah. I mean, I was a little bit of like, someone get this dad a juice box at one point.
Yeah.
I was getting a little oh, buddy.
Yeah.
There were just like some sights and sounds and smells, and someone was like, "Get this dad a PB&J because he's gonna get this
low blood sugar.
Get this dad a chair, move him up by the head, and let's everyone be cool for a second because we don't need to have the dad going through like freaking passing out right now."
I heard a store oxygen mask.
Yeah, exactly.
Some labor and delivery nurse. Those labor and delivery nurses. Shout out to any of you out
real.
There. You guys are saints. You're angels. You are serious soldiers.
Yeah.
I could not do your job. And one of them was like, they're really on top of making sure partners don't crash, right?
Yeah.
They were telling a story the other day of how there was this dad that fucking fell on top of the mom. just face planted right over his lovely wife or whatever.
I'm sorry. Again, 50-50 for me. I would have really wanted to laugh, and I would also be like, fuck, the guy, he's down, you guys.
On top of her.
Yeah, that's not good.
I'm glad that wasn't you.
I'm really glad that wasn't me.
Okay, fast forward.
Yeah.
Here we are.
We've got this podcast idea. I was like, I know who can help us.
Yep.
You are now our doula, and we are so fucking grateful.
I remember the moment. You were like, I know a sound guy. We need a doula. I was like, call him ASAP.
So thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I had been working at a public radio station, but I had just recently been totally a freelancer.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So we were, I mean, this is the other like total honesty is like I was doing some work, but in terms of like getting a whole thing off the ground, like from the beginning, I hadn't really done that before.
Wow.
Did you keep
that from us? Were you like intentionally?
I don't think I misrepresented it. I probably said like I haven't fully launched a show before. I bet in some of those early meetings I told you that. I wouldn't have lied to you about it.
That's awesome. Well, you really
We've referred Craig. We've referred him to.
Yeah.
Haven't we referred him?
Yeah.
I think somebody called you.
Maybe, probably. I mean, at this point, I'm turning jobs down.
Oh.
So, like, I have a lot of work right now. So, I'm doing, like, shows. I'm doing a show for the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Mm-hmm. I'm doing some work for public radio still. I have like some of my own little projects in the works that are constantly developing.
Do you want to take a minute and just like...
No.
Can we plug,
no?
Right?
No.
Yeah, that Field Noise and...
Field Noise.
That other...
That whale. I read that whole app, that whole article on the whale sounds. It was great. I did not watch all those videos, but okay. I might go back.
Yeah.
On some cold winter day.
Good. If you're really into sounds, truly, right?
Like, yep.
Field Noise.
Field Noise is great.
Yeah, and it started as like a podcast idea. That's a little bit stagnant right now. There's one episode that you can find on fieldnoise.com, but I've been into writing again. I've been building out this newsletter, which you can also find off the site. I've been trying to shoot these little videos on Instagram. So I'm just sort of doing some like creative play right now.
Yeah.
Especially
and figuring out what I really want to pursue.
Our worlds are so noisy that when I listen to any of your things, they're really calming. Like, they're really grounding, Craig. Seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
You know, we need those. We need those. Because we're in a noisy world.
Yeah. Yesterday, I'm a meditator now and then. Right now, I'm in a good meditation place, kind of out of survival. And yesterday, it was crazy noisy. Like, there was just all sorts of shit going on everywhere. And today, I sat down. I was like, all right, well, how can we just shut your head up for just 30 seconds? Let's see if we can do this. And one of my go-tos is just to kind of like arrive is to listen to what's going on. And it was really quiet. It is a noisy, it's a noisy, noisy life, noisy mind.
And it's wild how much you're not hearing around you. It's there. It's going into your ears and brain, but you're not always hearing
it's not
it.
Your awareness doesn't
and sometimes doesn't, that's a good thing right. Like right sometimes that is our way of that's how we've evolved to kind of analyze for sure.
I mean, I used to sort of, you know, I came at some of my interests as like from an academic research perspective, and I wasn't totally down necessarily with like just the more like kind of like feel good or like meditative components of it. Like I was like, oh, this is what I study. Like it was like a little bit more of a job. But just in the last couple of even months, I've just been, I have a really noisy mind. I have a really busy mind. And like just the act of going out with or without a microphone and just being like, I'm going to sit on this park bench for 10 minutes and just listen.
Yeah.
Is like so good for me.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's really good for the mind. Yeah. It's like for me, going for a run is a really meditative practice for me. Like I never bring my headphones. Like that's just like pure mental time for me.
Nice.
So there are like a lot of time. I try to carve out little spaces in my life where I'm not like actively listening to, you know, a podcast or music or like doom scrolling through the news or whatever. So like running without headphones or listening with headphones, but with a microphone, listening to the environment, that time is like so... so valuable to me during COVID.
That's a renewal for you.
Yeah, it is, for sure. Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
Ooh, good one.
Yeah.
Good one.
What could we ask Craig right now?
Well, wait, I want to go back to the beginning. Okay, let's keep going back.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, the other thing that I feel like I really learned from you guys is, like, there's some technical stuff about starting a podcast, and I feel like I really came from a place of teaching. What are you doing?
We got children.
Okay.
We're on the porch. We're on the porch with the masks on. We got children holding up with the poster board with the notes.
Yeah, like Love Actually.
Okay, they're holding up signs back there.
What did that sign say?
Where's the iPad?
Where's the iPad? You gave her a thumbs up.
No, I was like pointing upstairs in my closet, like.
I would have definitely been like, thumbs up, it's in a pile of shirts. I definitely would not have gotten the message.
Oh my god, that was like mom charades.
Do you think they got it?
No, we got it.
Know what? There's another parent here.
Okay, great. Great.
Okay,
we're in a two-parent household.
So
anyway, I feel like when I started, I wanted to like teach you guys everything about it.
Yeah.
Right. And it was like, there was all this note taking and it
lots
was like,
of note-taking.
It was like, okay, like here's how an RSS feed works. And to do that, you need a website. And to do that, like I was really trying to like do this, like here's how the DIY people do it and whatever. And it was just like really clear after some point that you guys were like, just fucking do it for us. What are you doing? Like, why am I going to like a lecture every time we meet and like taking all these fucking notes? And you're just like,
we're moms.
You're just like, hey, like, wake up. We're hiring you to do this. Just shut the fuck up about it. We don't need to know how it all works.
Craig, I took so many notes.
And I was like,
Here are some scones. Just give us five at Batch Bakehouse, please.
Exactly.
Just do this.
I just bought you a $5 croissant. Just like, make us a freaking podcast feed.
That is so Madison, Wisconsin.
But it was really, it was actually really good for me because I feel like my default mode is like, oh, I know this thing. I want to try to like share that in a way that's not like mansplaining or like I want to try to like bring like knowledge to the table. It's like, I want to be able to share it. I think a lot of stuff about like media production or other things is like weirdly people try to be proprietary about it or like, oh, I'm not going to, I'll do it for you, but I'm not going to tell you how I do it or whatever. Ooh. And I'm like totally against that. Yeah. Like I will send anybody like all my files. Like I'd rather have it be open. But I also learned that like sometimes you just need to be like, here's the answer. Here's what it costs. Is that what you want to do?
And totally. Like, and yes. You, I was going to say, like, you broke it down so well for us. Like, option one, like starting a podcast, here are your options. And right away, I feel like Margaret and I really honed in on what would work well for us right now. It was always really straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we were like, you're going to have to work for us.
And here's the other thing I learned from you guys, which I'll just say, is COVID changes things, whatever. You guys were really fucking dedicated to the project.
Yeah.
Like when we made the first, like when we got together, I had known the kind of madness that you guys were in a little bit when I met you.
Mm-hmm.
You had like hours and hours of GarageBand sessions. You weren't totally sure what to do with them. You had some interviews with people, but you weren't sure how it went.
That's right. I kind of forget about that sometimes. Like, we had so much.
You had a ton of stuff already recorded and you didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
And I was listening to it and I totally wasn't sure about the quality yet. I think I was still trying to get a sense for like the tenor of the show. And but like you guys just started it, and in the back of my mind I was like, there's no, I don't really think the show's gonna come out every 2 weeks. Like I just sort of thought like it probably won't, but it did.
But guess what?
But guess what? It did. For like I don't even know how many, but a lot.
Yeah,
this is our 19th episode.
But no, 19th of season two. There were like six or seven episodes in 2019.
We're consistent.
Yeah.
We are. And I usually don't always know what's going on, but Andrea does. But you did say, you were like, I'm not sure what you're talking about, but it works.
Yeah.
And that was a huge compliment. And well, I just want to say thanks for seeing us.
Yeah.
Well, and you guys circled this for a little bit because when we started, and we've talked about this before off mic.
Yeah.
But I was like pretty sure it was a weed podcast.
I know. You're like, you guys are stoned all the time. And we're like, no, we're not.
We're
Craig.
Not, Craig. We're nuts. We're not. It's, we're sober.
It's green juice. Damn it.
Yeah.
I was not like, weed. Not all the time. Craig.
I was sure that you guys were just like, basically, I thought
smoke
that the
smoke a bowl and hit record.
Totally. Which I actually thought was, like, once I got into it, like, that introductory episode, like,
yeah, that was a stone. We were stoned.
Yeah, you were stoned.
But because I'll never forget, we went out for dinner afterwards and we ate so much food.
But it's like,
do we eat well? That's how we say.
So well.
We ate well.
We should revisit. I am actually going to figure out a way. We should put that episode back in the feed, or like I'm going to pull in an excerpt of it when I edit this or something. Because it's basically you're like 20 minutes into this thing, and then one of you goes like, "Is this the intro?" Or
Is there a place for us?
That was so.
And then did you like hear a lighter at one point or something?
No, I think we edited that part out. But it was like, I was like, okay, so this is like two friends who are going to get high and talk. And I was like, I don't listen to a lot of shows like that, but you guys have a really good chemistry. And so
thanks,
I was
Craig.
Like.
And for the record, it's kind of interesting. I don't even really smoke weed anymore.
I don't either. I haven't smoked in months.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, and I mean,
it got me through.
Yep.
It got me through.
Yeah. Yep. Totally.
Yeah, now we're CBD queens.
Sometimes.
Yeah, and also just like
green tea and green juice.
Right, doing families, being parents and getting through COVID.
And getting through fucking COVID.
Is like, okay. I feel like I need like most of my faculties. And I only have one kid.
Yeah.
You know, and he's a little thing who doesn't have to Zoom school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's wild.
Right Little's now. Intense, though. Little's intense.
It's all intense. That's the thing. Yeah. There's it a lot of conversation intense. Right now of like, oh my gosh, could you imagine if you had these ages? Or, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I don't have this. It's a, oh, really? I'm always concluding. Mm-hmm. It's all fucking exhausting. It doesn't matter. Yeah,
it is.
I don't know. I'm in a good, I don't feel exhausted by parenting right now.
Nice.
And not in the way that I did when my kids were little.
Right. You have teens.
Yeah, but there's still a lot that comes with having teens. There yeah. is.
It's a different, it's new. It's new.
It just, yeah. It's all, we're all in it. We no matter all what ages it. They're at. And my parents always remind me, like, it doesn't matter how old your children get. They're your children.
Yeah.
And you're also still constantly learning as you go.
Yeah.
I'm guessing my parents right now are it's learning totally how to parent a 38-year-old.
Totally.
With a kid.
Yeah, totally. Exactly.
Totally. I've had that. Yeah. I've had that reflection big yeah. time. Mm-hmm. Big time. Yeah. Shout out to my folks.
Yep. Shout out to parents everywhere.
Shout out.
Yeah, because
we see you out there.
And parenting to me, and this has been said in so many ways before, of course, but it's just a continual process of learning to kind of let go more and more.
Yeah,
and
maybe,
that's hard. That's not easy.
That's
maybe that's where my relaxedness comes, because I really had to learn the hard way. I mean, we just do. Lessons sometimes come hard. And it's easy for me to just feel like, not dismissive, but just like know when it's going to be healthy for me to engage. And when it's not.
Discernment. That's such a good word.
That's a good word.
You have a discernment muscle now. You're like, this is not my best.
And my mom always said that when my kids were really tiny, she would say, choose your battles. Because I would just want to battle.
I know. It's hard.
And now there's just, plus they don't want to battle as much, but.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, you guys stop smoking weed. You put your show out every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Now I'm feeling like I'm in like recap mode a little bit. Okay. But then
I like this.
Recap. To me, there's something really, really magical that started happening with the voice memos episodes.
Oh, I know. We need another one.
Leave a message. Those are great.
I think there's only been two.
There's only been two, but
there are going to be more.
I was getting, when George Floyd was murdered, I was really getting revved up to make one. Maybe we'll come back because, you know.
Yeah, I mean, the first one was really good. The second one just felt so present and vital. It was so raw and it was really real.
Put that out.
It really pushed, I think, all three of us to like the brink of our collaborative energy.
Thank you, Craig.
Because that was like,
you put in like 20 hours.
Wasn't that technically one of the first COVID episodes?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It that way.
And
we all were like, I don't know how we're going to continue to do this if it's like this.
Right, exactly.
It was really intense.
It was technically super intense. I think you guys had done like one of your classic, like it was an all-nighter while you were trying to pick the ones and put them in the right order. And then you sent it over to me and I was like, fucking dude, this is like 2.5 hours long. I was like so pissed. I was like, this is just unreasonable to even ask me to do this. It was so crazy. But then like when I started listening to it, I was like, all right, like there's something pretty special happening here. And it's like a really, like, there's a lot of people talking right now about like, oh, like document this moment. Like these are strange times. You're going to like look back on your diary or like, you know, make sure you're like, you know, taking time to be centered and like really reflect on what's happening here. Cause this is going to be like a blip weird year in the story of your life, but you want to remember what you were feeling. Mm. And that episode to me is like such a document.
Craig.
What was going on in those early days. We didn't know anything.
No.
Nothing.
We're terrified. And even in the course of that episode, it sort of starts like, oh, this is going to last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Like, isn't this going to be weird? And then like in some of them, you're like crying and being like, I don't understand what's happening now.
And I don't know when I'm going to see you. And so now I'm going to go cry about it.
Right. Exactly.
This sucks.
Yeah.
And it was micro macro. right?
Yeah, yeah. It always is.
Always. And it so, always is. But a comedic moment was when we were getting, we were so over it.
The
going
analyzing?
Over that episode.
Oh, yeah.
And we just started cutting shit. We were like, cut it.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I cannot hear myself analyze this shit for another second.
Right. Yeah, we went from like 40 clips to 20 or something. Yeah. Like, it got kind of weeded down, but it was...
This is an episode for our listeners. Shout out to our listeners.
Yeah.
You guys, we cannot wait to connect with you. What's the deal?
With the
Craig,
listeners.
we're really like...
We really want to engage
We're
with
at
them.
This crossroads. We're like the new kids. We're like the new kids at school that are like confident. And we're like, I'm good at making friends.
Yeah.
I had a lot of friends at my old school. This is gonna be okay. I'm okay. But like, we're still alone at the lunch table, you guys.
Maybe
is that just like a podcast thing? Like, this is just.
I think it could be. I think there's a lot of variables. I think COVID is kind of fucking with people.
For sure. So, it's like changing listening habits for sure. People don't have commutes. People don't have...
People are
doing less time in the car. Soccer practice is canceled. Practice is back on. You're listening to the news. I mean, there's a lot of data that suggests people are listening in slightly different ways.
But shout out to those loyal, like, 60 people that are constantly here with us.
Yeah.
Seriously.
For sure.
Tell your friends. Tell your neighbors. I don't want to spend more than 30 seconds on this. I just want to, I'm sorry, but I want to clap about today's news.
Oh.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's October 2nd.
Okay, it's October 2nd, and...
It's the Let's Do This podcast anniversary.
Donald, I would just, you know, I would encourage you, a coffee enema might do some good.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, I know that you might not feel good in the next coming days, but...
Do I need to pull the F-bomb out again about this guy?
Oh, God.
You've been pretty passionate about it recently, I think.
Yeah, it was kind of good news. That's so...
It was kind of good news.
God, is that so dark of us?
I don't know what it is yet.
It's okay.
I don't know what it is yet.
There's a part of me that is scared he's going to get this real mild version of it and then come back online and be like, told you so.
I know, it's totally.
Fucking fine.
I'm tough.
Totally.
I'm tough. Told you so.
Yeah, totally.
But like, the fucking poetic justice of this asshole for 6-7 months being like, we're going to wake up one day and it's going to be gone.
Yeah.
Be like, now it came
home.
Yeah, fucking karma, dude. It came home to roost. It's in your house.
Yeah.
Like, just fucking... Apologize. Well, there'll never be an apology.
No.
But apologize and get a handle on the fucking situation, because there's like 200,000 people are dead.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on you.
Mm-hmm.
That's on that guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think the consensus is if we would have, we in quotes.
Yep.
If we would have taken this seriously only like 2 or 3 weeks earlier than we did, it could be a completely different situation.
Mm-hmm.
That's nothing.
Yeah, or more seriously than we did when we did start to take it seriously.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's not right.
Mm-hmm.
Craig,
all right.
Craig,
let's turn the page. Let's pivot. Go ahead.
Okay, Craig. What could we ask Craig tonight?
What are you
curious about these days, or maybe what's challenging you currently that you
are grateful for?
Yeah.
Embracing the growing pains, appreciating the growing pains. Where are you growing?
That's a good question. I think that there have been some real reckonings in my house that involve just like, how do two people live in really close quarters and cohabitate with a third person, the little guy? I feel like I'm really trying. My wife and I are basically, she has a brother who's 11 years older.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any siblings.
Mm-hmm. So it's very...
So we got a lot of only child energy between the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
She is unbelievably like caring and thoughtful and is willing to go many extra miles.
I cannot wait for you to meet Liz.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing.
Oh, Liz.
She's amazing.
You are
I already know that. I do.
Such a gem.
I can feel
it. Such a gem.
But I just feel like our moments of like truest tension throughout the last couple of months have been like... There's things to do, and I just don't I just get into this mode where I want to shut off. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I'm just like...
Avoid.
Yeah, I'm like... Mm-hmm. I think we're both pushing ourselves... I think we're both pushing each other in positive directions. I think one of her modes is like, routine will get us through this. Uh-huh. And like, one of my modes is like, if we turn into robots, we're no longer humans.
Mm-hmm. Like, it all belongs.
Yeah.
All of that belongs.
And all of that is right. Like, both of those things are right. Mm-hmm. Like, some nights you have to leave the dishes in the sink and watch a movie.
And That's so hard.
It's so hard. I mean, it's really easy for me to do. That's what I want to do every night. But
that
doing that every night is an unmitigated disaster.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right? So, like, she and I have been talking a lot, like, about what makes us adults. Like, what makes us individuals as part of a relationship and a family? Mm-hmm. What makes us humans in addition to being parents? Like, to try to key in on some of those things. And I've been trying to be, like, sensitive to the routine and the work of household maintenance. And I think I'm sort of gently nudging her to be into the sort of like spontaneity of what it means to be alive.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a healthy dynamic though. Mm-hmm. When there's that push pull a little bit.
Yeah. It's gotta be right though. Cause if it gets out of balance, it gets out of balance in a way that's not great.
It's a shit show then.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm trying to like lean into like family responsibilities as a source of pride and kind of energy as opposed to like this burdensome tasks that I have to do every
day.
Like
we like to say, you get to do it.
You get to do it. That's a really good way to look at it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I'm trying
like
to get to do it.
It's like a clean locker. Like when you were in high school and
I loved that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? No?
You know, I actually don't have too many memories about my locker I was to think about it.
Right.
First of all, in high school, we had these half lockers. So, like, they were wide, but there was one on top of the other.
There was one below it.
Yeah. And so, obviously, freshmen and sophomores got low.
That sucks.
And there was something pretty demeaning about
it. That's really dehumanizing.
And they let you know it, too. You know, the guy above you, he let you know.
Yeah.
He let you know from time to time. Yeah.
That's great, though. Good reflections, because you're home a lot more, I'm assuming.
Yeah. I mean, I was starting to work from home before this started, but Liz wasn't.
Yeah,
and she
like,
has her job. And
not
so,
like coffee shop in it or like potluck in it.
Totally.
Getting space.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's very little space. I mean, that goes back to like the running and the listening, like trying to carve out that space.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're just like you're in each other's grill all day. Mm-hmm. And I'm the kind of person who appreciates some downtime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so carving out downtime, maintaining family order, being a good partner.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of COVID, there's a lot of relationships I think that have had to go to work a little bit in COVID.
Yeah, I think those divorce lawyers are kind of busy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's good to learn it, you know? I mean,
growing pains.
She and I are like four years in. 4 years.
4 years, you just said that.
Yeah.
It's like you just met.
Those are totally. Also very, like, even outside of COVID circumstances, that's some normal.
Yeah, I mean, that feels, it actually feels right to me, right? Like, if you're not having a pretty good check-in every 4 years, I think you're probably doing it wrong.
Good call.
Like,
good call.
Just like,
no,
hey, what's up?
Yeah, there is really something to be said about, like, that healthy, like, the gratitude of the challenge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, we're going to grow through this.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking shitty at the moment, but we're going to grow through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to really, really be like, I'm grateful that we got to go through this because now we're closer.
Mm-hmm.
We know each other better. Mm-hmm. I know myself better. I feel older. I feel more capable. Dude, the handle on your water jug is hilarious.
What?
I can handle this. I poured my tea. It's not here.
That?
It's over here. In the other room.
Yeah, I can.
I can handle. You can handle this. That was great.
Yeah, whoever came up with that whole
that was clever
idea to put sayings on those water jugs on the handles like that. That's because they're always really quirky.
You can handle this.
On the handle.
Yeah, you know? I love it.
Yeah.
Good. It's good. What else, guys?
Well, I was just going to say that a friend and I were talking recently about how there's this theory that you have your own personal evolution like every 7 years or something.
Totally. Okay.
And, you know, in relation to your friendships, your marriage, it's how you get through those like transitional times that says a lot. about your relationships of all kinds.
Of all kinds.
I was just talking to someone recently. I'm eating popcorn again.
Lean in, Craig.
I'm eating popcorn again. I was talking to someone recently about this college professor I had. He was this older guy, and he'd been married for like 60 years or something. Ooh. Got married like young, like 19 or something. And he said that like once every, he didn't say seven, it was like 10 or something years. He was like once every decade, either I or my wife or some combination thereof legitimately falls in love with another person.
Yeah. Shit.
He's like, just people come into your life and you're like, oh fuck, I'm in love with this person.
I love that person. Wow. Yeah. I'm
and he said that like a lot of marriage isn't like this,
like, monogamous.
It's not that, well, and it's not like this soulmatey thing, right? It's like this act of choosing to stay married to someone. And like every now and again, you have to like really reaffirm that act if that's what you want to do. I mean, he wasn't like saying, it wasn't like anti-divorce or whatever. He was just saying like, we got to these points and we had to decide.
Kept choosing each other.
Yeah, we just kept choosing each other.
Right.
Over like these other alternatives that will in fact pop up in your life.
Totally.
And I was like 18 or something at the time in an English class. And I was like, what? I was like, my current girlfriend is my soulmate.
Like culturally, we really shame the shit out of each other when that's happening.
Totally.
We it's really secretive. It's really like this, you don't fucking do this. This is like
right.
But it's so, again, it's so human to just want to have connection with people.
Yeah.
It's inevitable that you're going to meet people and it's just we're not advocating for affairs. We're just saying like that we shouldn't shame that. We shouldn't shame that very human.
I mean, I think it lends itself to the kind of people who are like, I think some of us aspire to be, which is like, you want to be open to the world, right? You want to be open to the world of possibilities. You want to learn new things. You want to meet new people. You want to do exciting shit. You want to be challenged intellectually. You want to be challenged interpersonally or whatever. It would be crazy if you didn't stumble across some person at some point in your life where you went like, bzz, just
it's
for a second, like, oh, that was cool.
Yeah,
you
know, that's just unrealistic.
It seems like...
We live a lot longer now. 60 years? That's a long fucking time to keep choosing each other. Are you kidding me?
Totally. And it seems crazy, like, to live your life where, like, that is, like, outside the realm of possibility. It just seems to me to, like, shut a ton of emotional doors that, like, I'm seeing now in COVID times. It's, like, it's easy to shut some... off some like parts of yourself, right? To just be like, ah, it's like easier to live if I just don't worry about like the following four things or whatever, you know, whatever those four things might be.
Yeah, totally.
And I also think there's a difference between outgrowing each other and just avoiding each other.
Yep.
Right? Where you're just like, this relationship challenges me in ways that I'm not yet willing to look at or work on. And you're going to carry that into the next relationship. So, you know, I just think there's a real difference between we are outgrowing each other. We don't want the same things. And we keep seeing other things that are going to work better for us.
Yeah. I think, I mean.
And then just being like, avoid it, you know, constantly looking to be contempt, like have contempt for each other, you know? That's different for me. That's a different feeling.
I think a lot of it has to do with just the story that we have grown up thinking about how...
About what love is.
Yeah, what love is, like. What, you know, quote-unquote marriage is.
Totally.
And, like, what happily ever after is. Like, what this picture, what this ideal thing is. And I've had my own journey of, like, really having to be real with myself about... is that really real for me? Not really.
But like the one soulmate happily ever after thing?
Yeah, or just like that this is the goal. This is the story you're after. This is the I don't know. The kids are all right. We're all right.
The kids are all right, and I just want to say,
you know, we're all, I don't know. It's a journey for everybody.
Totally. I want to relate to the choosing each other. Fernando and I celebrated a 13-year wedding anniversary this
week. Congratulations!
Clap it out.
Thank you. And I fucking love birthdays and anniversaries.
I know you do, but I know you do.
But what do you got if you don't get super fucking expressive with your love in life? Whether it's somebody's birthday or an anniversary, you fucking get up for that shit, you know?
Yeah.
So, but we were saying the same thing at dinner the other night. We were like, well, this is great that we keep choosing each other.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Do I play Mario?
Yeah.
But I can't open the door.
We got kid.
Decoration in there.
We got a decoration.
Go through the garage.
We got a kid with the cowboy hat on. Cow person hat on.
You have your other parent here. But mom is always the magnet.
Yeah, moms just know the answers. No offense, dads or any other non-binary.
But we did. We had this moment where we looked at each other and we were just really grateful that we are choosing each other still. Mm-hmm. And that we're really proud of, like, everything that we've grown through. We've grown through a lot of shit. I mean, I was 18 when I met Fernando.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's crazy.
That is tiny.
That's
you're just you a don't kid. Know shit. No, you don't. You really,
you don't
truly
know
don't.
Anything.
We're going to look back at this time and be like,
what?
We didn't know shit.
Oh my God. There's a really, really good podcast that I should try to find, like a radio documentary from many years ago, where this woman who was probably in her 30s was interviewing George Burns.
Okay.
Okay. And like Gracie had died, I
old
think.
Old man George Burns.
Yeah. And he's like an old comedian who's been doing his act for forever. And he was like in his 90s. And she basically said the same thing. She was like talking to him about some relationship she was going through. And then she was talking about, like, I think, like, when she didn't have kids, but like she talked about, like, when you're 32 or whatever and you go to the mall, back when there used to be malls, and
go to the mall,
and you see like teenagers, you see like teenagers acting whatever, and you're like, oh my God, this is like so transparent and embarrassing. Like, look at how, like, you feel like you can see right through them, right? Yeah. It's like so obvious. And she went through this like series of interviews with George Burns, and like got to the end, and she was like, oh God, like George Burns felt that way about me.
Yeah.
Like, he was 90 and I was 30 and I was like a child to him.
Seriously.
And she was like, I definitely broke up with my boyfriend. Like, George Burns at some point was like, I'm just not sure this is right for you. she's like, yeah, I got to get out of this relationship.
I like to say that we're a perpetual rough draft. That's it.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I like to say that. We're always a rough draft.
Yeah.
Title.
Edit the shit out of it.
Title of the episode.
Ooh.
Rough draft. Was that an original Andrea?
That's great. I don't know. Yeah. I would like to write too. That's what came to me.
Perpetual rough draft.
I just think that's what
hashtag.
We're doing here.
That's a good one. Solid.
I like that.
Yeah,
word
this
too,
topic. Perpetual. I mean, this topic is real for me.
Yeah.
This is a real topic for me. I am getting my second divorce in about 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
From the same gentleman. It's all good. It's all positive. But I mean, it's just like, it's interesting. I want to clap for you. Of course I want to clap for you. You and Fernando are amazing. But I also like have my own reaction of like, there's no bad, there's no good. You were saying that earlier. You were like, there's only neutral. Totally.
And most of the time.
Most of the time. Donald, not you.
You're not fucking neutral, Donald. Sorry.
Not you.
No, but most of the time.
But most of the time.
Everything is very neutral, and we put that good or bad meaning
on
it.
And just that, just that there's no judgment.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great fucking sense of relief when you get to that place inside of yourself where you don't feel any fucking judgment about your life and what you've decided.
Yeah, you mean to yourself.
Great. To yourself.
You basically have forgiven yourself.
It is a moment of freedom.
Accepted, yeah.
Yeah, no
forgiveness because there was no
necessary.
Shame. Right,
not
right,
at this
right.
point. But that is just such a moment of like relief for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like freedom and like, just like a letting go of like,
I have to say something to you, my love.
Yeah, babes.
You're really, really good at being happy for people.
Thank you.
Like, you're very genuinely happy for people.
Oh, I am.
I was just reading a little blurb on this today, I think, or this week, whatever, about how, like, there is this ability to be empathetic when people are suffering, but it's really hard for people to be empathetic when people are happy.
Ooh. Like, because there's envy and jealousy.
All kinds of things are going on. And so I just think that if you have the ability to truly be happy for somebody, it, you don't make it about you.
Yeah.
You see it for what it is for that person. That's love. That's empathy too.
Yeah.
And that's hard. That is hard.
It's not easy to do.
It's super hard. Like you see someone with like some sort of success that you covet.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh man, you got to get over a little thing that you know is personal. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's about you, right? When you have that feeling and you're just like, all right.
Most of the time it is about ourselves.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, always.
Yeah.
That's why that whole, like, people's perception of us is none of our business is so empowering.
Because I love it when you say that. I accept your perception of me. That one helped me.
I think we teach what we learn. Well, I think we teach what we need to learn, and I think that's what I've needed to learn over the years. Is like that's none of my business, though. That's none of my business to manage how people are going to see me.
Kat, I just want to clap all the time.
God, let's do it.
You guys, I was wondering if we were going to get deep today. I thought we were going to just be a bunch of bullshitters, but we got kind of deep.
I liked it.
Craig, where do you want to go from here? Where are we at?
What are we looking forward to?
Timestamp.
Song of the day.
Let's do song of the day.
I gotta pull up that one.
Okay.
I can't remember the title.
I have a new song of the day.
Tell us.
We're at 52 something. We'll cut out the beginning. Okay. Song of the day.
I think this is the one I like. Is this really illegal if I, like, just play a couple seconds of this?
I have a feeling you'll be safe.
Oh!
Yeah, this is the one I like.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You introduced me to this one. Give a shout out to Margaret again. She introduced me to this one over the summer, and I put this on my late summer mix, babe.
God, this song really takes me to another place.
This song is really good.
Zap Mama.
Yep.
Mupepe, Mupepe, Zap Mama. Good job, ladies. Isn't this lovely?
So
we're
nice.
We're gonna fade out. You're gonna have to listen to the rest on your own.
Love it.
Oh man, it's so good. That's my song of the day. What's everybody's song of the day? I could keep going too. So.
I'm in that autumn.
You got more Don Henley?
Oh, dude.
Fucking ape. Don Henley.
Don Henley, man.
Tom Petty? Tom Petty is my Don Henley, I think.
Okay, my song of the day.
Solid, that's why.
I went down this little rabbit hole recently I was rewatching Black Panther.
Nice.
After Chadwick Boseman died, right?
Okay, totally.
So I was rewatching Black Panther, and I was, of course, thinking, like so many people think when they watch that movie, like, God, Michael B. Jordan is just so fucking good.
He's
like,
really good.
He's so good in that movie. His energy is really good. Like, he's just an amazing actor. Mm-hmm. So I went on his IMDb page or whatever.
Huh?
And I saw, it's a website about movies. Really?
Whatever. No, you're not speaking English to my
You know I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I went on this website that talks about every movie he's been in.
Okay.
And one of them was this Alicia Keys video.
Oh, Alicia!
No, I'm going to stop you right there.
Shit.
Okay. Sorry. I liked that video, but then I was like, okay, who directed this video? I was just like in a classic internet rabbit hole.
Yeah.
I found this woman who directed a bunch of videos, and then I learned about this song, which is called Due West, by this woman named Kelsey Liu.
I love when we find new songs.
And I didn't...
Craig's doing this little move.
Yeah, this white man dance.
Why am I holding my hands like this?
I don't know.
What's it called?
I'll Outgrow. Ooh.
This is called Due West by Kelsey Liu. L-U.
Ooh.
Okay.
Due West.
I'm also really into R&B. I don't know if you know that about me. I'm really into R&B. And so this is just this kind of contemporary R&B that really hits me.
Okay. I laughed so hard at an Instagram reel.
I gotta do the fade out.
Yeah.
Wait, I want us to get to the chorus a little bit.
Oh, okay. Nice.
See, there we go.
I want to have a full-on dance party with you and those
crabs. This sounds a little bit like it would be playing in the Apple Store.
Yeah, it might be in that vibe.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
No, that's like, you know, because they got the speakers in there. It would do really well.
Yep.
You know?
All right. Those white tables.
Figure that out.
Queen
Wise. So bright.
Freaking bright.
My jam is that Janelle Monáe song, Turntables.
Oh!
I haven't heard it yet.
What?
Okay.
Is it new?
Are you ready?
Wait, what album is it on? Is it new?
It's a single that was...
Just released.
Okay, I haven't heard it. I haven't heard it yet.
Are you ready?
Yep, fire it up. Fire it up.
You gotta have him watch the video. We're gonna have to just do the whole thing or something.
Turn it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. All you homeschoolers out there,
seriously, play this video for your kids this week. All you parents
out there, I don't care where your kids are, your children need to see this video.
Education. America, you alive. About to testify. Ooh, does this not give you the chills? I mean, the chills.
Yeah.
We're voting soon, everybody.
I voted.
If you haven't voted already.
I voted.
Vote.
Vote.
Go
in.
Vote.
Vote in.
Fade it out. Oh, so abrupt. So harsh.
That song starts abruptly, though.
Ooh, it's really powerful.
It's a good
one. Watch that video this week, everybody. Turntables, Janelle Monáe. She's a powerhouse. I love her.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So powerhouse. Amazing. Okay, everybody.
Full body chill.
Craig.
Yo.
It's been real.
I'm so glad to be here. I would like to finish a thought on my Let's Do This Reflections, which is like,
that's nice,
going full circle. And that conversation we just had, like, I feel like this is where you guys are at right now. It's about, what have you been calling it? Comedic?
Oh,
wait. Motivational, inspirational comedy.
Motivational, inspirational comedy.
I got that.
I feel like you guys are willing to go there. And I feel like...
Are we nailing it or what?
Yes, you're nailing it. You're willing to go there. There's a lot of magic between the two of you that makes this show really special. There's a lot
of friendship.
I feel like there's a lot of female friendship energy sort of in the media world right now, like some shows about it, some books about it. But you guys are really doing it, and I love it. It's fun to listen to.
We wouldn't be able to do this without you, Craig, seriously.
Or we would, and it would just sound really, really shoddy.
Really bad with the turtlenecks on.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be interested to see how this one sounds. I don't have a ton of... It's going to be great.
What are we questioning? There's nothing to question.
I'm questioning myself. You know, it's self-doubt. I got to get over it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. It's going to be fun. And for everybody out there, just go to the Patreon.
Thanks,
just
Craig.
Throw in a couple bucks a month. There's this phrase out there, which is like, there are some things that are free, but they're not cheap. And this podcast is one of them. Margaret and Andrea are putting in a lot of time. And time is money.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you.
Just give them a little something. It's a little walking around money. It's a coffee. It's one coffee a month.
Yeah.
Just throw it their way. One tea a month. One green juice a month. And also some of that money goes back to me.
Yes, yeah. It does.
It won't cover that all in the milk latte, but...
Yeah, exactly. You know. But it might
one
cover
thing at a time.
Some of the editing that I do on this amazing show, which is special. Tell a friend.
Craig,
I bumped into Jessica Becker the other day.
Awesome.
Who's awesome.
Yeah.
And Jessica,
if you were out there listening, tell two friends about this show.
Oh, please. Nice.
Because totally. I bump into people and they're like, let's do this. You know, that show is kind of wild. And I'm like, I know.
Seriously?
It's, yes.
Wow, that's so good.
Because like, there's being described that way.
I think there's a lot of show. I mean, there's something kind of beautiful about the fact that you guys like didn't know like the playbook or something, right? There's a lot of podcasts that are sort of done by formula.
Yeah, like what's your show about?
Yeah, or like we're going to do this thing every week or whatever. I mean, little segments are good. Song of the Day is great, but... You two didn't have a rule book. You just had friendship and energy and ideas. And I think it's awesome.
No rules, no recipes. Let's give another
clap.
That was a great clap.
Happy 1 year anniversary. anniversary.
That was a great
happy
plug.
Anniversary. Let's cheers
right.
again.
All right, the everybody. Commitment. Don't let the tops of our cups touch. Oh. All right.
All right.
I know. All right.
Hang in there, everybody.
All right. Love you guys.
We're in this together.
Stay hydrated.
Was so fun.
That was great.
Someone has to say stay hydrated,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, geez.
Drink the water. I'm parched today. I've had to drink a lot of water.
Ooh.
You see? Do you ever look at your lips and you're like, damn.
Uh-huh.
I have really thin
it's
lips.
Probably from
I don't
like
look at my lips very
ago.
Often.
That would have been good.
Oh, I definitely didn't turn the mic off yet.
We should know better.
Yeah, you gotta know better. Okay, wait, let's do it. Hey, this is a new segment. This is called Popcorn ASMR.
Craig doesn't look at his lips a lot. Margaret.
Our three of us are gonna do it.
Do you look at your lips?
Yeah, I'll look at my lips.
Look at my lips with your...
Yeah.
Look at
it's really important to look at your lips. Please.
Look at my lips with your ears.
What are we talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
Don't involve me in this.
Oh, wait, I'm eating out of your bowl.
Seriously?
Okay. No.
It's fine.
No,
I'm not worried
about it. Forget about it.
Sage it.
We just
sage
got
it.
Wash our no,
sage
no. Don't sage it. Use disinfecting wipes and wash your hands.
Ladies,
wash your
put
hands
down
under,
the sage
under hot water. Soak
put
in hot
the sage
water.
Stick down. It's not even legit anyway. You know that you bought that shit at Whole Foods for like $25.
Exactly.